This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. We have another neighbor we want to learn more about, Sarah Van Halle. Thanks for joining us today. Sarah, how did you get in touch with the station? How did you find out about NPR Illinois?
Thank you for having me. I've actually listened to NPR Illinois. I've listened to it on my way to work at different times and have listened to a couple of the interviews that you've had. I find it very interesting. Our program can benefit so many people that I just wanted to make sure that we could spread the word about it.
You're with Growth Corp. What is the program?
We are a nonprofit organization charged with administering SBA's 504 loan program. This is a program that allows local businesses, I would say small businesses, but the size standards are so large for businesses that it's truly small and mid-sized businesses, to strengthen or expand their business through the purchase of commercial real estate or long-term equipment. There's a lot of benefits to the program. It's a great way of allowing business owners to really invest in their future, as well as invest in the stability and growth of their business.
SBA 504, Small Business Administration?
That's correct.
What is that for folks who aren't that familiar with it?
The SBA was started in 1953 as a government agency that was designed to kind of level the playing field for small businesses. This program does not compete with any bank loans. We actually partner with banks to offer this financing. Truly what it is a way for more businesses to access quality capital. So there are a number of loan programs out there that many people can apply for. Most know them as conventional commercial loans. This program is a little bit specifically geared towards small and mid-sized businesses in that it provides some benefits in terms of typically lower down payments, longer terms, and fixed interest rates. For someone who's looking at purchasing a business, they are able to come in and preserve some of their cash on hand with a lower down payment and then get a fixed interest rate for up to 25 years. In today's economy, one of the most important things that people are looking for is predictability, stability. We see things kind of go up and down in the markets, and being able to have yourself set financially in terms of that budgeting process and knowing what your overhead expenses are going to be is very important to many businesses. There's a comfort factor also with owning your property because you can customize it to your needs, and it becomes an investment for your long-term future as well.
The pandemic and then things like tariffs have changed a lot of things with the stability or the economic outlook, but also the interest rates have changed quite a bit. So if you would have locked one of these in a few years ago, you'd really have some stability. Now that they still are on the higher end that they've been for several decades, are people still able to get a loan and make their business work with those interest rates?
Absolutely. Yes. As you said, during the COVID times, we saw interest rates in the 2% range, which were just unheard of. We were busier than ever. Once the interest rates started to go up, there was a little bit of dip as people had to readjust to what the typical average rate is over decades. They had to readjust to that. But now that we've seen that readjustment be absorbed in the market, people are much more comfortable. We're starting to see a lot more activity. One of the things that SBA brought about, I believe it was in 2016, was the ability for businesses to use this program to refinance some of their existing commercial mortgage debt. We saw a lot of that during COVID, but we still see some of that now. Many people are in one of the conventional type of loans that might have a variable interest rate. They're not liking where that's going, or they don't like that it's a little unpredictable. Maybe they have a balloon payment coming up. Oftentimes with conventional loans, those will have a balloon. They need to figure out some sort of permanent financing before that comes due. Now we can refinance those loans. And again, with the refinance, you can also get the 25-year fixed rate. Interest rates now we're a little bit below 6% right now, but with prime being 6.75, we're still well below prime. So you're getting a below prime rate locked in for 25 years. One of the good things too is that, again, with the refinancing feature, you can actually refinance your existing SBA loan if it can save you a considerable amount of money down the road.
If you took one out while the rates were a little higher, or like you said, if you've got a balloon coming up, it's worth it.
Now, absolutely.
What you do with Growth Corp, you said it's a nonprofit. Are you offering advice on how to go about these loans, like the Small Business Administration does on several things? Are new businesses eligible for these loans?
They are eligible for these loans. Typically, what we see, though, we'll see a business, most businesses will start in a leased space. They might be there for a year, 2 years. As they get things up and running, get their footing under them, then they realize the benefits of owning their own space. We typically are brought in when that business is at the 2 year mark plus. That's not to say that we haven't done new businesses. That's just typically when they feel confident enough to invest in their business. One of the unique things about us as a certified development company and as a nonprofit is that any excess funds that we generate throughout the year are put back into the economy, the local economy here. We host the local Small Business Development Center. We provide for all of their expenses. We match with the state to provide them enough money to be able to offer almost all of their services free of charge. Those services, the guidance, business planning, anything that someone would need in terms of starting or expanding their business, they can go to the Small Business Development Center and get that help. While we're more experts in the 504, that specific loan program, there's definitely a benefit to combining access to capital with education and guidance. That's why we feel that that is a great use of our investment dollars, is to provide that to the Small Business Development Center. And that way they can get a full range of benefits when they come to us.
This is Community Voices. We're speaking with Sarah Van Halle about the SBA 504 loans that Growth Corp is working with, a nonprofit. Sarah, are you from Springfield? Where are you located, the business?
Our business is here in Springfield. We are over by Sam's Club at 2401 West White Oaks. We also have an office in the Chicago area in Woodridge, Illinois. Our territory is the entire state of Illinois. You can imagine Chicago provides the bulk of that business with how many people are there. I was born in Springfield. I was not raised here. I was raised in Marion, Illinois. My grandparents had a farm down there. That's where my dad grew up. He met my mom here. My mom was a nurse here in Springfield. They met on a blind date, interestingly enough, that was supposed to be with one of her coworkers who backed out at the last minute. And my mom went, and my parents were engaged 6 months later. My dad worked for Bunomatic at the time. And then he moved down to Marion to work with someone he went to high school with at a business down there. So I actually started kindergarten in Marion, grew up all the way through high school there, and went to SIU Carbondale to go to college. So not too far from there. I got divorced in 2007, and my parents had moved back here then, brought the kids, and we moved here and were close to mom and dad. And that's how I ended up back in Springfield, and I love it.
Well, good for us. What a great blind date that was.
Yes. Oh, interestingly enough, he took her to the batting cages. Romance was one of his talents.
Not sure yet where he was on the romance scale. So let's play it safe with the batting cages here.
Yes. Yeah.
When you look at these loans and business loans in Springfield, are they, you said mortgage, is that strictly for property, or is it even buying the full business if you're expanding?
Typically, these loans are for the purchase of commercial real estate or equipment, or for refinancing. However, this loan program is what's called total project financing. Take, for instance, a medical office. There's a lot of furniture, fixtures, equipment that needs to go in that. That can be included in the loan as well. Sometimes in specific circumstances, we can do like a partner buyout. If one person is leaving the business or retiring from the business, we can do some business purchase as long as it involves the real estate. That has to be that core component, the real estate or some form of heavy long-term equipment.
That clarifies that for me. I appreciate that.
Sure.
You mentioned bringing up kids here. So you're staying here in Springfield. It's working, but how do you like it as a place to raise kids?
I have loved it. When we first moved here, I actually knew Audrey out at your front desk. Our kids went to a very small Catholic school together. Then I moved to Chatham, which is just south of Springfield. That's a very good school district as well. my kids have just thrived here. They're grown now. They're adults now. Two of them still live here. If that tells you anything, they love it and they're happy here as well.
Mine's 15 right now, and she's considering wanting to see the world at this point. Good for her. I don't blame her on that. But it does seem like a great place to come back to and raise family. And
yes.
And as we're talking about Growth Corp, which you're the president of, anything else we should know about it?
Right now, for businesses, again, that are looking to invest in their long-term future, there's just really no better option. There are financing programs out there. I know it can seem like a very overwhelming task. I always like to think when I answer the phone, I hope I'm the last call this person has to make blindly, because even if our loan program isn't necessarily what you need at this time, it's likely that you might find yourself needing that down the road. I will point you to the Small Business Development Center in our office for any guidance or advice that you need. Point you to banks if there's some other loan program that might be beneficial for you. But I just want to make sure that people know that there are people that want to help, want to see your business succeed. We get very attached to the businesses that we serve. We go to bat for you. There are some myths out there that SBA loans, government loans, are long, drawn out, complicated process. That's what we're here for. We are here to take the complexity out of it and to just make sure that you know upfront whether we think your project will qualify, what will be needed. And again, you're not giving up your local lender. Many people have a close relationship that they've developed with a local lender. We absolutely respect that. And we've worked with almost all the banks in the state. And it's a unique partnership with the lender, where the lender actually benefits from using the program as well. Because if there's a loan that maybe they just could not do on their books alone, they only have to actually provide 50% of the project costs. The SBA 504 guarantee covers 40%. And then typically that borrower only has to come up with the 10%, which preserves your cash on hand for hiring people, inventory, anything you might need for the day-to-day operation of your business. It's a really beneficial program. It's been in the news quite a bit lately in terms of the growth. It does not cost taxpayers anything. We operate with an extremely low default rate. It's a zero subsidy program that's operating well, getting national attention. Last year, I believe there were 6,700 504 loans made nationwide for close to $8 billion. Many, many people are using this program. It's a proven program over the years.
Is there any federal funding behind it?
Actually, no. The way that it works, it's a guarantee that the bank gets from SBA. So if anything were to go bad with that, they set an amount for us. They cap an amount that right now, I think nationwide, we're at $16.5 billion is how much the government will allow those guarantees to go up to that amount. It's not costing taxpayers anything at this time.
And you mentioned how important stability is. Mm-hmm. And we've been going through quite a few changes over this past few years. Is that impacting the loan market that you're seeing? Are you seeing businesses happy for the help, welcoming it, or are they sort of a little cautious right now?
I think people are definitely cautious. They've been cautious. I think COVID, that period, taught us that things can happen in the blink of an eye, and you want to think very carefully before you make some sort of decision for the long term. But people are also growing and investing and coming up with unique ideas. Right now, where we're really seeing a focus is on manufacturing, with the current administration's agenda being reshoring that manufacturing, bringing it back on American soil. We're seeing a lot of interest in that, and there's a lot of congressional push as well to boost the loan amounts for manufacturers that are looking to grow. There's a lot of interest, and things just kind of change over the years. Depending on who is in the current administration, there's always sort of an agenda that they push, whether that be green energy, which the 504 can finance some green energy type projects, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's targeting underserved populations. We can do all of that, and we've been part of those agendas for the past decades of administrations that are in Washington.
Thanks for that perspective. We really appreciate Sarah Vanhala joining us today from Growth Corp to talk to us about the SBA 504 loans. Anything else you'd like to leave us with?
I would just like to say that this program, even if you're not a small business that is looking to invest or grow, what I would want everyone to know about this program is that we are supporting the small businesses and mid-sized businesses that are setting their roots in this community. So when someone buys a property, they're saying, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to stay. This is where I want my tax dollars to go. I want to hire employees that live, work, volunteer in this community. So the more we can support small businesses in general, the better off our communities are. And as you know, there are so many unique businesses out there. Our communities just thrive, whether it's coffee shops, professional offices, medical offices, retail stores, or the big manufacturing companies, you name it. We are better off when small and mid-sized businesses are able to access the capital that allows them to grow. So I'm very proud to be part of that. It's what gets me excited every day when I go to work. The bigger mission of what we do on paper, it sounds like, well, finance. The bigger mission, though, is, wow, this many people are employed at the organization that we helped them get this loan to buy this building, and they're here for the long haul. It's a very, very cool job.
Achieving their dreams, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Voices.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sarah Van Halle, president of the Growth Corporation, here on Community Voices. Community Voices has brought over 3,000 segments to you in our first 5 years. That's a lot of neighbors, organizations, and events to get to know. But there's nearly a 500,000 people in Central Illinois, so there's a long way to go. Help us. Suggest a guest. Email communityvoices@mprillinois.org. Get to know all of our neighbors with Community Voices, weekdays at noon and 10 p.m.